This is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from the show.
It occurred to me that when celebrities get married, you frequently set the over-under on how long it's going to last.
True.
Right. Considering Melissa's track record for not staying with men very long.
True.
I was wondering if you were going to set the over-under on her time with Zoom Jim, her new boyfriend.
Her love life is simple. He has nice but dimples. Zoom Jim.
Yeah, if you haven't heard, Melissa's got a new boyfriend. She's only met him on Zoom. But they've decided they're in love and they're going to be together forever or until we make this decision here. Just wondering. Thanks. Have a great week. Phil McCracken.
That's his name. Oh.
Yeah, that's his name. He signed, but it's not really his name.
That's hilarious.
Phil McCracken. What is the over-under on Melissa and Zoom Jim?
Ooh, I like
lasting.
This.
What's the over-under? Just for some context, before we take your calls at 312-233-1019. And what we'll do is, you know what we'll do? We'll take 3 5:30 Club members and your three predictions. And this is like The Price is Right. Closest without going over.
Oh, okay.
All right, and we'll keep you on file.
Okay. Oh, I like it.
We'll keep you on file, and whoever wins, which basically we're saying there's no way this is going to last.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we'll just shoot low.
Well, then maybe nobody will get any prizes. We'll see. We'll see.
Oh, my God.
Closest without going over wins the prizes. Now, let's review a few past boyfriends, okay?
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to pull up a couple of jingles here and try to go. And I know it's been like 13 years since you've actually dated a man, but try to just kind of guess what it was. Let's start with the Love Mustang.
Yeah.
What a bump. How long were you with the Love Mustang?
1 year.
1 year on the Love Mustang.
Yep.
Okay, 1 year on that one.
But he got tossed because he was farmers blowing at a wedding reception.
Got
and
it.
I said, that's that.
Got it.
Too much.
Got it. Okay, boyfriend number two. It was 1 year on the Love Mustang. How about?
Bok, bok.
The ex-Kentucky Fried Chicken guy, the guy who worked at a Kentucky Fried Chicken and owned one, too.
Yep.
How long did that last?
That was about 6 months, but we realized we're more just friends, and we're still friends.
Okay, so 1 year on the first one. 6 months on the second one.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a great guy.
All right. Boyfriend number three. How long did it last with him?
He was a year. He made really poor money choices.
Okay. All right. So we've got three boyfriends, none of them going more than a year. Two that year.
Yep.
And one at 6 months. All right. Here are our three guesses. The over-unders. We're going to do the closest without going over. We'll be declared a champion. We'll write all three of you down.
Okay.
All right. Hi there, Raphael. How long do you think it lasts with Zoom Jim?
9 months.
9 months, Raphael says. 9 months.
Okay.
Any reason you've chosen that? That's how long it'll take to have the baby.
Yeah. Oh, God. No. What? What? You are scandalous.
No other announcements?
No.
All right.
Listen to your laugh.
Yeah. 9 months for Raphael. Write that one down. Violetta, gotcha. You're in charge.
Yes.
Keeping track of it.
Okay, good.
Hello, Gabe. How long do you give Zoom Jim?
I give him 8 months.
8 months. 8 months without going over. Okay. Gabe gets 8 months. Why 8 months, Gabe?
That'll get her through Christmas so she gets... Yep.
Good thinking.
Gets gifts. Okay.
I like how
I
you think.
Gifts.
You've figured it out. That's good. And then finally, Anita, number three. How long does it last with Zoom Jim?
3 months.
3 months. Doesn't make the full summer.
Oh, shoot.
No.
Okay.
We're already halfway through that one.
And why did you decide that's the case?
I figure within 3 months, she might actually get to see him in person, and then they'll change their minds.
Okay, once they get some quality in-person time, they'll realize we liked you a lot more on a small computer screen.
You're right.
All right, our three finalists, 9 months, 8 months, and 3 months. We'll see how long he lasts for valuable prizes.
Okay.
312-233-1019. Baby names. You grow up and you discover, wow, your parents almost named you what? Whew. Close call. Close call. They were obviously huge partiers. Yeah, doing a lot of the, you know, those crazy drugs back in the 60s and 70s.
Right. That's what happens.
Thank God. You dodged a bullet. Right now, the top baby boy names for 2020 so far. Do you have any idea? What would you guess so far? 6 months into the year, 5 months into the year, 4 months into the year. How much are we into the year?
Four months.
Yeah.
What do you think the top baby boy name is? Any guesses? No prizes. Just throw them out.
How about, is it still, because I know it was for a long time, Ethan?
Ethan does not make the top 10.
Any how about others? Jake?
Jake does not make
Jackson.
The top 10.
Luca.
Jackson. None of them.
Wow.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Mateo.
Rod.
Your top five are in at number five, Silas. That's Justin Timberlake's
That's
kid.
Right. That's the only one I've heard of that.
Number four is Levi, like the pants.
Okay. Mm.
Right, right.
Number three is Oliver.
Mm.
Number two is Milo, like the dog.
That's right.
Like my dog Milo. And number one is Asher right now. So far this year, those are your top boy names.
Okay.
Those guys sound interesting.
312-233-1019. You almost ended up as a what? Let's find out. Okay. Hi there, Rachel. Hello, Rachel.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, 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 hi. You almost ended up as a what, Rachel?
I almost ended up as a Ronald.
Ronald.
Ooh.
Ronald.
I don't see many Ronalds anymore.
Uh-uh.
No, Ronald. But you became Rachel. You feel like you dodged a bullet there?
Yeah. Well, I mean, my grandfather's name was Adolf, so would rather be...
Tough to be an Adolf.
Go in a different direction after that one.
There's a there's a whole bit that comedian Bill Burr does. It says he officially ruined that name for everybody.
Yeah. Yes.
You can never, ever name anybody that name ever again.
Yep. Ever.
Yep. And if your last name is Hitler, forget it. You got to change it.
Well,
you got to change
bad.
It. When's the last time you ran into any Hitlers that lived down
Mr.
the street?
Hitler, yeah.
Doesn't happen.
No, no, no.
Doesn't happen for a reason. You almost ended up as a what, Tina? Hi, Tina.
Hi. I was supposed to be named Stephen Perry.
Ah, they wanted you to be the lead singer for Journey.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I just watched Breaking the Band on the Reels channel.
Yeah.
Cool. Where they talked about Journey breaking up and what a jackass Steve Perry is.
Oh, man, don't tell us that. Come
That's
on.
The truth.
Don't ruin it.
At number three, Melissa, you almost became?
I almost became Gertrude.
Gertrude.
Ooh, that's a toughie.
Congratulations on surviving that one.
Yeah. Although Gertie sounds kind of cute.
Not really.
Gertrude.
Close call. Close call. Hey, Kelly, you almost ended up as a what at number two?
I almost ended up as a Wendy.
A Wendy.
I like Wendy.
Yeah. Kelly's and Wendy's. Yeah, you can't go wrong really with either one of those, but you can. Coming up in at number one, Jason, your average, everyday, run-of-the-mill name, but you almost ended up as?
Elvis.
Oh, man.
This would have been awesome. I could have been called the King.
Elvis. How close was it? How close did you... You what?
1 week before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
Who are we calling?
No, he's not. He already went home. to take his shirt off.
Hey, good morning.
You put a shirt on today for the first time?
Yeah, it was.
Would you believe right now we still have nobody that will admit to this? Still no calls.
Oh, I'm very surprised. It's
got
to be coming. It has to be.
You put a shirt on for the first time in 7 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I did have a really short rotation of things that I wore. You know, I'd take them off, put them in the washer. I'm like, this fit well yesterday. Well, just put it on.
Right. Nobody's going to see me. I haven't left this home office in weeks. What's the big deal?
Right.
Now
right.
Mike, the dog won't get near you because of the smell.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Now and you're... Oh, go ahead.
No, and vice versa. Mike, the dog. He's right. Got to go to the groomer. Whew.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah. How was it coming back in today, putting a shirt on?
It felt kind of strange. You know, I'm still feeling a little uncomfortable, squirming a bit, but I'll get used to it by
isn't
noon.
Isn't it strangely liberating, though?
It is.
All
it
right.
is.
Maybe not. All right. Thank you, Big Karwowski.
Yeah. You're welcome.
All right. Great. 312-233-1019. Hi there, Angie.
Hi. Love you guys.
Wearing the same thing every day. What is it?
So I have like three sets of black pants and a black either fleece or like hoodie and no socks every day.
I'm guessing fleeces are getting a pretty heavy workout in the past 7 to 8 weeks.
Absolutely.
I might invest in a fleece company.
Good idea.
Because people are going to have to redo their whole fleece system.
Right.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
are a go-to for sure.
What do you think about what the psychologist said, Angie, that you should be getting up in the morning, putting on work clothes, having coffee, and making your bed? Do you agree with that?
I completely agree. My dad works from home, and he gets up and he does all that. And he's a way more productive. I just wander around the house all day.
There we go. There we go. Yeah, he's a great example to someday follow, maybe, but probably not.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi. What is it every day?
Well, it's a pair of pajama bottoms that are mismatched pattern blue
with my St. Patrick's Day green oversized t-shirt. And the reason I have to wear these is, yes, I'm working from home. Well, first off, I gained weight. But these pajama bottoms have pockets.
Right.
And I have to carry my cell phone around because I have the work phones forwarded to my house phone.
Gotcha.
So at 8 o'clock, the work calls are coming in. And if I switch, because I did wear leggings once, and
do you
the phone
have,
was ringing.
Hey, Lisa, do you have any other pants anywhere with pockets?
No, I don't.
None. These are your only pants with pockets that you own.
Yeah, it sounds necessary.
Well, these are pajama pants with pockets.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't put on actual pants. Why would you do...
Not even
but
a thought.
But I want to tell you, I bought a robe. I ordered a robe days ago, and it has pockets.
That's what I was going to tell you. That is the best. Those pockets are the best for phones, robes.
You think they're looking at us over in Europe, all the pictures going, man, those Americans wear a lot of robes. Definitely.
I'm sure.
A lot of robe wearing going on.
Police robes,
there.
Too. That's where it's at.
Hi, John.
Yeah, I rock the Dale Earnhardt Jr. sweat with the Talladega Super Speedway t-shirt.
Got to.
Every
Got to. Every day. Every day.
Every day.
How often does it get laundered? Once a week?
About every 4 days. 4 days it gets a little ripe.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's not like you're a complete hillbilly. You launder it every 4 days,
every
right?
Every 4 days.
Exactly.
Right. It's almost twice a week.
I mean, with all due respect, you have to launder your NASCAR t-shirt. Our featured restaurant of the day. And, you know, I mentioned I was going to Indiana to get a haircut.
Yes, yeah. You did.
Now I'm going to go. I might as well get a haircut and lunch.
Oh, yeah. What a day. What a day.
Because our featured restaurant of the day is in Schererville, Indiana, on West Lincoln Highway and Lincoln Ridge Plaza. El Amigo.
Nice.
El Amigo on Cinco de Mayo is our featured restaurant of the day. The family owner, Martin Herrera, joins us this morning. Good morning, Martin.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. How long have you guys been in business at El Amigo?
So this November will be 27 years.
27 years serving the Schererville community.
Man.
Yeah. Wow.
It's like you put your heart and soul into the restaurant.
Yeah, my father opened it, and him and my mom started it. And, 27 years later, here we are.
You basically have spent your life growing up in this restaurant.
Yeah, I was 4 years old when we opened in Schererville, and thank God we're still here. We got there's another location in Valparaiso, Indiana, but yeah, it's been good so far.
Now we've been asking each of our featured restaurants of the day to get a good idea, to get a grasp on what's going on what the last month has been like for you guys.
Yeah, it's been wild. This is obviously unprecedented. We've had to cut hours. Everybody's working less hours, the night shifts. We had to pretty much, give everybody less hours. No dishwashers, all that. No servers. It's been crazy. But we got, a great little neighborhood, a great community that's supported us this whole time. And, we're going to make it through this.
This is exactly what I'm talking about right
here. Yeah, definitely.
This is great. We want to do what we can to help you support and get you guys through this, Martin. Like at El Amigo, what is your signature dish? What do you recommend for people if they go online today and send the word takeout to 60123 and want to order something for lunch?
Honestly, the whole menu sells like crazy, but the chilaquiles El Amigo, those are like our signature breakfast. And obviously we sell a ton of burritos, a ton of tacos. They're all great.
You guys get great reviews all over the internet, too, so your food must be fantastic.
Yeah, I would say, we're pretty old school. We don't do any promotion or anything. And, we got a great base of customers that, do our talking for us.
Now, if people text the word takeout to 60123 and find something on the El Amigo menu and decide to order it online, are you guys prepared, you and your staff, today over the lunch hour for curbside pickup?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, we've been here 27 years. Every Cinco de Mayo gets a little crazy, but we're ready. We're ready for everybody.
Yeah. Normally, I would imagine under normal circumstances, living in a normal world, this would be an absolutely crazy day for you. Is that right?
This is the day, This is the day of the year that we all got marked.
Yeah, you probably even have big parties on Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. We're doing, it's a good day.
So let's see what we can do, folks, to make this Cinco de Mayo something to remember for the folks at El Amigo, Martin and his staff. Kay, your stress levels are peaking at what particular time? 312 833-1019. A new survey reveals that 86% of people believe their stress level peaks at this time. Any guesses?
I have a guess. So
I would love
it. I can give one?
Sure.
Okay. I was thinking 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. Whip.
9:30 a.m.
9:30. Violetta.
12:45.
12:45. Tell them something, David.
Hi. I said 3 o'clock.
You and Melissa agree. Unfortunately, your stress is already peaked by 3 o'clock.
Okay. Oh, man.
It's already peaked by 3 o'clock. Your stress level peaks when, Diane?
1:30 p.m.
1:30, no. I see what you did there, though. I might think that's a pretty good answer, but that's not it. According to a survey, the top stress moment of your day happens when, Matt?
11:54 a.m.
That is exactly right.
Wow, super specific.
11:54 a.m. They averaged it out. That's where it comes in. 11:54 a.m. just before your lunch. Maybe you're very hungry. Yeah. You've had a busy morning. You've got a lot less staring at you in the afternoon. Your stress level's high. You're in the midst of that disastrous e-learning.
Yeah, don't take me there. Yeah. That's so true.
Yeah. In a new poll, almost 2/3 of women fantasize about someone else while doing it with their partner. Oh, that's great. That is great. Most men are like, I don't care.
You're thinking of someone else, too, probably.
Right, I'm just here to get out of here.
Right.
Oh, wow. Listen to you.
Yeah.
What the hell?
So who could that possibly be that she has written down? All right, I got some guesses here. Again, I'm just going to take them in no particular order because I feel like the answer might be here. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm going to be shocked if it is.
All right, who do you think it is, Rob?
I'm going to go with Danny DeVito.
Is it Danny DeVito?
Oh my God.
Are you fantasizing about Danny DeVito?
Thanks, Whip. Uh-huh. So that's a no.
No. All right, I love the guess, though. I love the guess, Rob. I thought I could see what you were thinking.
Oh, my God.
I can see what you were doing
but
there.
But that's funny.
Yeah. Lisa, who do you believe is the fantasy man? Hi, Lisa.
Hi, I think it's John Stamos.
John Stamos.
No.
No, not John Stamos. No. All right,
that's a good guess, though.
That's a good guess. All right. You believe, Kevin, it's obviously who?
It's obviously Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey.
Mm-mm.
No. All right. Hook 'em horns.
I know, I'm making you guys work on this one for sure.
Oh, I can see why you might have settled on this one. You might be right, Kristen.
Matt Damon.
Nope, it's not Matt Damon.
No, wow. Okay. Continuing through your guesses, Peggy. Hi, Peggy.
I think it is Patrick Sharp.
I've loved his acting career. in small movies.
Oh, wow.
You probably know that, right?
No, it's not Patrick Sharp.
All right.
He's a very nice, good-looking guy, though.
You believe, Cheryl, the answer has to be...
Bill Murray.
No.
Oh,
my
this
God.
This is awesome.
Okay, now this is the one I think that's right.
Oh, really? I think I might have you thrown.
Okay, let's see.
2/3 of women fantasize about someone else while doing it with their partner. Melissa said it's an older actor, medium to small films right now. You say who, Paul?
It's got to be Steve Martin.
Wrong.
Oh, I'm shocked because I know you got a Steve Martin thing.
Wow.
I know you have a Steve Martin.
He is a handsome, older, what do they call it, silver fox type of guy.
All right, so if it's not any of those, Melissa, we're going to need more clues.
Okay.
So who he might be in your fantasy.
Have we had him on the show?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Oh, man, my guess.
He's definitely a medium-sized actor. He's been in a few blockbuster movies, but he's still not, like, to the level of, like, your Robert Downey Jr., Tom Hanks.
Sean, tell her who you think it is.
John Krasinski.
No. Oh man, I like that guess, Sean.
Good guess, though.
I like that one. What is, because we have to try to get a winner.
Can I say this?
Oh, sure.
I think you love him as an actor, Eric. I think you really like him.
I love him as an actor. Is it comedy or drama?
Both. Action movies.
You're really helping a lot here.
Action movies.
It's gotta be who, Angie?
Is it Josh Brolin?
No.
No.
Not that old.
Not that old. All right.
Hmm.
Is it Ben Affleck?
Nope.
I don't even like that.
Not as well known as Ben Affleck.
How literally should we take the small to medium? Like, I mean,
I got it. Patrick. Right.
Probably more medium.
Okay, we're going to go with Liam Hemsworth.
Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah, that's yes. No.
No. Is it Chris Hemsworth?
Nope.
Chris. No.
Oh, man.
How about
you're
I give
tough.
You a bigger hint? This
no,
will narrow
hold on,
it down.
Hold on.
No.
Hang on. Okay. Julie must be
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
No.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Remember? I only ruled him out because he's probably too big for small to medium.
Let me ask you this. On a scale of 1 to 10, from a handsome standpoint, what would America think of him? Is he a 10, like he's this big sex symbol, or is he like a 4 that's going to catch everybody off guard?
7 or 8.
So he's not like the quintessential leading man good looks.
He's close. Just a notch below that.
Huh.
Gary Busey.
What? No, action movies.
Can I take a shot?
Who's the Wolverine?
I'm just saying Gary Busey will come into play on Tidbit Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Or Tidbit Tuesday coming up.
Okay. Were you thinking of Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, is it Hugh Jackman?
No, good guess, but no.
How about what Nathan says?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
No.
Oh, man, I was almost sure about that.
Little older than that, just a little bit.
Can I throw one out there?
Yeah, sure.
Jeremy Renner?
No, but that's a real... Now you're getting close. I feel like you're getting close in the style of guy.
I feel Jeremy like Renner. I just don't know.
Getting so close.
I wanted it to be Rob Riggle, but we've had him on the show.
Yeah.
No, it's action movies.
Yeah. Action
he's
movies.
He's in action movies.
Well, he's you look... I think Rob Riggle, I think more comedy.
Tom Cruise?
Tell him, Mark.
I'll go with Jason Statham from The Transporter recently.
That's it?
Jason Statham is exactly
that's
right!
It!
No way!
Yes, you got it!
Wow!
I am quite surprised. And it's just thinking about calling earlier, but I'm like, you know what? No, it can't be either. But no, there you go. It's a good guess.
There it is, a good guess.
Good job!
That is Jason Statham.
Well, like I said, it's not for me, but it's definitely for you. So good for you.
I love him in Spy with Melissa McCarthy.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I know you love that guy.
I do love that guy in that movie. Tidbit Tuesday. Stories we haven't had a chance. Pile of stories. Bunch of them. Headlines all over the board. Who knows what could be coming next, like this one. So Kesha could be the next Bachelorette. We'll see. According to Chris Harrison, he says he is fully 100% on board with that concept.
Okay.
Big Bang Theory's Melissa Rauch, welcomed a son alone while FaceTiming husband.
Oh, man, you're hearing more and more of those stories.
Yeah, the Big Bang actress, who's 39, revealed the happy news on social media yesterday, announcing she'd given birth to her second child, a baby boy named Brooks, who joined her and husband Winston's daughter, Sadie. In a piece, the actress revealed that she had to give birth alone, explaining that although the hospital allowed birth partners, her husband had to stay home with their daughter since no one could watch the little girl.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, my God.
Strange times.
Yeah,
Goose Island has a new Sunshine Tomorrow beer that's going to benefit healthcare workers. See? Positive.
Beautiful.
Looking forward. Yeah. Optimistic.
Yeah.
Sunshine Tomorrow beer.
Uh-huh.
I love it. Love it. How about this guy? 94-year-old runs 20 miles a week during the coronavirus outbreak.
That's unbelievable.
The Baltimore Sun says 94-year-old Bob Grayley of Baltimore County, Maryland, is continuing to run 20 miles a week during the coronavirus. Each morning he leaves his nursing home. It's not safe there.
I know. Keep running.
Yeah.
Get some fresh air.
Removes his mask and goes for a run around the home's track. Bob has logged every mile he's run since 1970. He's getting close to 60,000 miles.
Wow.
I have a hard enough time running down to the end of my block.
Exactly. Go
Guy's
to the garbage
94
can.
Right. And he's run 60,000 miles.
Wow.
Show off.
Years and years of practice. Yeah.
Why he's 94, I guess.
Disney's online store was so busy yesterday on Star Wars Day, May the 4th be with you, there was a waiting room to get into the Disney online store.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
And making it work. People are losing their minds. Quarantining millennial gets bored and dyes her dog green.
What?
Yeah,
green?
Something different.
Okay.
Oh, well, look, I got a green dog.
Yeah, why not?
The Daily Mirror says 20-year-old woman from Northern Ireland recently got bored while quarantining, so she decided to dye her dog bright green. Caitlin O'Connor told the newspaper, I've seen people dye their dog green before. I haven't. And I thought it would be a good idea to dye him green. I don't. My mother idolizes my dog and treats Ted, the dog, like a human. I knew she would react crazy if I did it behind her back, so it was for more fun than anything. Ted's like, yeah, what about me, though? I'm the guy living it.
I just saw in your Melissa moment that your son dyed his hair, Melissa.
He did, and it was all just for fun and a quarantine moment.
It's what color did he dye it?
It was supposed to be green, but it turned out extremely aqua. Oh. Like, it is very...
bright blue.
It is.
Much like the dog. You want to be like the dog.
Yes.
Maybe you should do that with Butch.
Well,
have
he's
your
got
son and Butch match.
Black hair. I'm not sure how much that would show, but.
Boy, people love their animals, don't they? Man builds tiny life jacket to save his pet goldfish from dying.
Oh, my God. How is that possible?
They'd had it in for a 5-year-old goldfish after the scaly little fella developed a swim bladder disorder. How they diagnosed that, I don't know.
On a goldfish?
Yeah, causing him to float upside down. Whoops. Ooh. That's a bad sign. Months passed, but his condition didn't let up, so the owner came up with an ingenious solution and created a life jacket to allow the fish to flip over the other way.
I have to see that. Oh, my God. How did they do that?
The tubular jacket wraps around the fish's body, holding its body in the right direction while also allowing for movement and face function.
Man, that's some love.
The other option is $2 for another one.
Right. Well, that's nice.
Aww.
That is very nice.
Very nice.
Sweet.
Monkey tries to kidnap young girl.
See the video of this?
I did not. A monkey from Indonesia recently tried to kidnap a young girl. Perth Now has posted a video of the monkey speeding down an alley on a mini bike. Like a circus.
I wanted to see the video. I only saw the headline. I'm like, what is this all about?
Before crashing into a bench where the young girl and her friends were sitting, the monkey got up, grabbed the girl, and began dragging her down an alley.
What?
It's like a Mission Impossible movie.
Yeah. It's scary for a minute there.
Several adults chased him. The monkey eventually let go of the girl before she returned to the bench. So she wasn't so scared to go home. She went back and sat down on the bench.
All right. Got grabbed by a monkey today.
Yeah, the monkey has since escaped. A professor has been fired after TikTok of adult website bookmark goes viral.
Oh, my God. That's your
careful.
Worst nightmare, right?
Yeah. University of Miami professor John Peng was fired this month after accidentally sharing with students his X-rated penchant for busty college girls.
Oh, my God.
All fetishes.
Yeah, that was the link that he had.
In the right profession.
Could have been anything else.
Yeah, busty college girls. The screw-up was discovered by administrators after students shared videos and images on social media of a Zoom screen share during a class of the business analytics instructor, which showed busty college girls.
Got to try to say you got hacked.
Hang on, I got to sneeze.
Bless you.
Busty college girls do that to me. Thanks.
Oh, my God.
They love that one.
Oof. Wow.
Because you think about somebody sneezing in
boobs. Wow. It's not that funny.
It's funny.
I'm going to save that one because we're running a little short of time. I promised this one earlier. Naked Australian man wrestles giant python to save his kitten. Nick Kearns,
these people.
Tangled with a giant 2.5-meter python that was in his garden attacking one of his pet kittens, coiling its body around the animal in preparation to eat it. Whoa. Nick, who was completely naked at the time, no reason as to why. Maybe he was on the website Busty College Girls.
I bet he was. Sneezing.
Yeah. Yes. Anything's possible. I jumped up, naked, of course, and ran outside. I couldn't unwrap it, so I had to wrestle with the snake. Nick grabbed a hold of the reptile's body and tried to wrestle the cat from its coils. I reckon it didn't have very long. I could see the cat was starting to slow down a little bit, so I continued to wrestle the snake until ultimately I was able to free my kitten.
Wow. Little kitty.
Unbelievable.
It is very unbelievable. And finally, on Tidbit Tuesday, it's all come to this. Gary Busey has become pet judge in wild new animal courtroom TV show.
What?
He has officially ended his career.
And he's a weird one, too.
Totally.
You don't really even need to say that, Melissa, when you have the headline that says Gary Busey becomes a pet judge in a wild new animal courtroom TV show. I think it goes without saying it's a weird
one.
I know.
It just adds to it.
So be on the lookout for him in a courtroom proceeding. Here's what really messes with you. The Oscar-nominated actor, who's 75, presides over numerous animal-related disputes in the six-part series titled Gary Busey, Pet Judge. Set to debut on Amazon Prime and other outlets on May 25th.
Oh,
all I have to say is, this pandemic better end quickly. Gary Busey. Yeah. It's a bunch of really average singers and people that really can't play guitar sitting around drinking cheap wine and booze and going in tepid hot tubs to try to make out and not catch any diseases and ultimately start crying in a limo on the way home.
Definitely. That's the whole show every week.
Yep. Yep. Rather than watch it, which I did last night with the sound off.
You're getting closer.
Which is weird for something called Listen to Your Heart.
Yeah, don't take that literally.
Yeah, I just watched it with the sound off. So I don't really know what happened. I know there was crying, and I know there was drinking, and I know there was hot tubs.
Yeah, for sure.
So Whip is going to fill in all the blanks with his 30-second review. I can't wait till, as we learn on Tidbit Tuesday, Kesha becomes the Bachelorette. Now that's what I can't wait for the 30-second reviews.
Absolutely. That'd be huge.
All right. All these shows, we make Whip watch them and then share with us the next morning the entire show in 30 seconds. Squeezing 3 hours into 30 seconds ain't easy, but that's how it works.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to play the jingle.
Yep.
Then you have 30 seconds when the song starts. When it's over, that's it. No more. Don't try to squeeze in 34 seconds of material.
It's so difficult not to.
We don't have that kind of time. We got Coldplay records to get to.
Oh, well, then I'm only going to go 28 seconds now.
We got Fitz and the Tantrums waiting on deck. They're
27.
Eager and ready to go.
Okay.
All those people. Can't wait. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Watch this show. It's the hottest part. 30 seconds.
Keep these people straight. There's a million of them. They all look alike. Julia and Brandon are butchering Pat Benatar's We Belong. They can't remember the words. Tension rises backstage. Natasha tells Julia Brandon would have chose Savannah if she hadn't been sent home already. Julia says, I don't really like this conversation. It feels super not good. Julia walks out and asks Brandon if it's true. He says, yeah, babe, whatever. You're here now, so like, let's do this. Then they make out. Judges are celeb judges. Tony Braxton, also two random people, plus Andy Grammer, who's a friend of ours. Julia and Brandon knew We Belong. It sucks. Tony Braxton tells me it looks like karaoke. It looks like they're fighting on stage.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.